Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I did a little bit of Danny Boy in memory of all of the troops that have fallen in this 11-year war. And I got to tell you that I'm heartbroken that Obama bin Laden has undone all of the sacrifice done in the first 8 years of this war. And he's unraveled, he's completely unraveled the Middle East. And the sad part about it is they're BSing everybody. I just turned on the TV, and I just, while I'm having dinner, ajita soup, I turn on the TV, and Hillary Clinton is BSing a select handful of fans. It's called International Studies for Idiots, and she is BSing the hell out of them and talking about, oh, how we're making so much progress in the Middle East and the Arab Spring, and we're spending money to educate lawyers in Libya. For what? For what? I got to tell you, man, we're in trouble. And they pan the tables that everybody's sitting at, and all the intellectuals are sitting around, and they're eating it up like she's feeding them a chocolate pudding. It's really sad. One girl is sitting there. Everything Hillary is saying, this girl is nodding her head in agreement. Hillary could have said black was white, or this lady would be shaking her head. I have never seen so many lemmings in one room at one time. I can't believe it. We're really in trouble. And she's explaining how, you know, everything is working out. Working out. Al-Qaeda is stronger today than without bin Laden. They're stronger today. And you see the signs. We are a billion of bin Ladens. Now, oh, what do you think? They showed up for the camera? What, three guys? And they ran around the block and said, look, we're six guys? Oh, yes, he says, oh, we're taking care of all the Arab world. Yeah, you know how they're taking care of the Arab world? You know, Arabs and Persians don't get along. Okay? That's another conflict that's yet to come. But how she's taking care of the Persian world is she's cluing in the Iranians. Her department and her boss, Obama bin Laden, have told the Iranians about four months ago, that the Israelis had made an agreement with the Azerbaijanis for Azerbaijan to allow Israeli warplanes to land and refuel on the overflight into Iran to bomb the nuclear sites. So our government tipped off Iran, and then Iran went and put pressure on Azerbaijan, and the Israelis were X'd out. And that's what Obama bin Laden is doing. He's giving the Middle East back to al-Qaeda. It's his gift in office. The sad part about it is all the American sacrifices are for nothing. And where is General Petraeus, who once commanded the successful troops in Afghanistan and Iraq? Where is he? I've seen him. He's got a suit on. He's walking around. He's walking around like a Talmudic scholar who's deeply engrossed in the lamentations of the day. The guy doesn't talk about anything. He hasn't made a peep. He's like, you stay over there, General Petraeus, and don't you stick your head out. It is really sad. We're screwed, man. We're screwed. You give this guy four more years, you're not going to have a country. You ain't going to have to worry about rich versus poor. We're all going to be slaves. You don't think that can happen, right? Because you don't know anything. What did you learn? What did they teach you in communist cucumber school? How to put a condom on a cucumber? What else can you do? Can you dance? Can you sing? Yep. You're going to be entertaining the troops. The only problem is they're going to be al-Qaeda. So that's what Hillary's doing. She's sitting up there and she's spewing so much BS. And they're all looking at her like, oh, this is so good. You give us more, Hillary. So my topic tonight was waterboarding or Hillary. I'll take the waterboarding. We are screwed as a nation, and the liberals did it. And they're not liberals. They're communists. There's no such thing as a liberal. There are only communists. There are only two parties in this country today. The Communist Party, which used to be the Democrats. Not even the Democrats of Harry Truman. He was the last Democrat. After that, it was all downhill. They walked us into Nam. They got 58,000 Americans killed. And then they came out and they blamed it on Nixon. They walked us into the 911 towers and got everybody killed. And they come out and they blamed it on Bush. So, and now they're going, I would not like to be one of the last 10 guys out of Afghanistan. Do you know what it's going to be like to get the last troops out of Afghanistan? You're going to have to light fires in the night, and you're going to have to make believe. You're going to have dummies in sleeping bags. You're going to have to sneak out because they're all going to come in for the kill on the run out. They'll all be there. They'll all be there. I'll never forget when I was a big movie fan at the time of Westerns. And there was a movie about the British Raj and in Pakistan, India, and one detachment was invited to a big dinner. And they all sat, you know, in this squat style, and they sat around on rugs, and they were dining. And each one had a servant standing next to him to take care of him. And then the servants took off their turbans and they strangled them. And I have visions of that. It still plays in my head today. That scene I seen as a kid. And that's what the Middle East is all about. And if you don't believe me, ask Indira Gandhi. Ask Raji Gandhi. Ask Bhutto, General, was it Ali Bhutto's daughter? Who was prime minister also. And they killed her. These people, they kill everybody. This week they fight this guy, and next week they fight another guy. And then we've got our heroes that say, let's get out of there. Let's get out of there. Yeah, well, you should have said that before we went. I was against the war. Yeah, are you against defending your house and family? Now, who's gonna take care of you when we fall? Who's gonna protect you? Well, they could send the Navy. They could send the SEALs. I like the guys that get caught in Turkey with hashish. You know, the American tourist, and they get caught trying to smuggle hashish back to the USA in their knapsacks. And all of a sudden, they get 100 years in a Turkish prison. And they get to meet the big boys. Yeah. And they demand that the 7th Fleet come and get and rescue them. But they've never served in the 7th Fleet. So the 7th Fleet doesn't owe them anything. And they shouldn't have bought the junk. Okay, having said that, let me set up with a tune, and then I'm going to come back and we'll hit the highlights of the day. I'll give you a Frankie Lane someday.
Someday you will seek me and find me. Someday of the days that shall be. Oh, surely you will come and remind me of a dream that is calling for you and for me. And someday when the winter is over, someday in the flush of the spring, my soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me your king.
Jessica, that was snatched and murdered. What was she, 10 years old? And they chopped her up. You know, in the 50s, kids were safer. In the 50s, kids were much safer. You couldn't hurt a kid. Oh, many of them got a whack on the butt from mom and dad, but Dr. Spock stopped all that. We've all become liberal, so what we do is we give people who snatched the lives of 10-year-olds, we give them 60 years in jail. There's a guy in the 60s, his name was Richard Speck, and he was from Chicago, and he ambushed about 7, 8, 9 Filipino nurses who were working, you know, they were all sharing one apartment, and he murdered them all. He totally murdered them. He savaged them. And one girl survived. She hid under a bed. And they put him in jail. They gave him life. And not only did they give him life, but they gave him female hormone injections so he could be a woman. Isn't that wonderful? I don't know if they gave him a sex change operation. I hear you can get him in California prisons, though. And it's paid for. Oh, and Hillary was paying for everything in the Middle East this tonight in her speech. We're going to give you $7 million this week, and then we're going to give you $87 million, and we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that. We're screwed. We are absolutely screwed. It's time for a new president. We got to get rid of all the communists that are in office. They are bad news. They hate this country. They've been teaching hate for years. And going back to horror, I think that part of the horror is all the crap that they show in, with the movies that are made, the horror shows, Chainsaw Massacre-type movies and Freddy Fingers. And, you know, it becomes unreal, and to some people it becomes very real. I'm skipping the channels last night, and, I did see Homeland last night. Very good. I think I know who... who Obama is now. I think he's the star of the show who converted. Yeah, and he was tipping off people too. Oh, did I tell you about tipping off people? There's a video, and it's been on YouTube. I think it's been on there for a while, but people are just starting to catch it, and it's. It's put up there by Navy SEALs and military guys, and they're very upset that Obama took credit for getting bin Laden, but he gave up valuable information to Hollywood. And in this video, which really sickened me, you know, that real-time picture, where they watched bin Laden getting snuffed in the secure room at the White House. Well, they have a couple of days later, that's what I was told, they have another picture of Obama standing in front of Hollywood stars who are sitting in movie seats, and he's showing them the video. And he's talking to them like... you know, like he did it all. And who's sitting in the front seat? Tom Hanks. And behind him is sitting Barbara Streisand. Now, do you think that Tom Hanks and Barbara Streisand should be privy to top secret information? I don't. I don't at all. But imagine that. Barbara Streisand. If you want to know what happened in Libya, call Barbara Streisand. Bad, very bad. And why was there no real-time video when this ambassador was being raped? Well, they don't talk about the rape anymore. See, when it's real violent, they never talk about the violent part. They always dust it off. They just dust it off. So I'm skipping. Oh, so I seen Homeland last night, and I like it. I think it's great. And Boardwalk Empire. And that's also good. They're getting a little raunchy, but who isn't in America today? Who isn't raunchy? 50-60% divorce rate, and that's among the people that had papers. What about all the people that didn't have papers? Yeah, wonderful. So later on, I'm skipping around the channels, and I see a movie, and it's Bikers. And they're flesh-eating bikers, and they're eating nude women, and all kinds of gore. And I said, no wonder these kids are disappearing with all this crap that's on, that's in this freedom of speech crap that they're exposed to 24 hours a day. It's a wonder that there's not more Jack the Rippers out there. But we're not going to learn. We're not going to learn because we're not smart enough. We're going to have to pay the heavier price. We're going to have to pay with our lives. And don't let them take your guns away, boys. Don't let them take your guns away. There's rumble talk coming if Obama loses the election. that certain elements of people are going to tear up the streets, and they'll be looking for, how do they call them, a whitey? So don't give up your guns, boys. And I like the way there was another dissertation today, and it was gun control laws. And I'm looking at this guy, and it's the Brady, you know, the Brady Bunch. And I can, and what he's saying, I'm not hearing. In my head, I'm hearing this. And we're going to take all the guns away from the white men. Yes, because we want law and order. Yeah, you're not going to do it, buddy. We got them buried since Geronimo. You're never going to get them all. And it's going to be hard for relatives to be ordered to kill relatives. Somebody's not going to obey that order. Okay. I think we're going to listen to, I think the president's coming on. Oh, it's the other president of the United States. Stand by for a message from the president. My fellow Americans, it is with a heavy heart today that I bring you bad news. We're broke, and we can no longer pay all our bills. So before I announce the agency layoffs, let me turn to our allies. Dear friends, as you know, we have over the years been there for you with aid money. As of today, the foreign aid store is closed. We hope if you get some cash, you could send a little our way. It would be appreciated. I often said, if you ever want to find out who your friends are, tell everybody you're broke. Yeah. Now, where did everybody go? Now to the agency closings. Any agency that has the word green in it, any agency that has the word labor in it, any agency with the word environment, any agency with the word a food stamp, any agency with the word welfare, any agency with the word a grant, any agency with the word discrimination, any agency with the word education, any agency with the word a Fulbright, any agency with the word homeland, any agency with the word human, any agency with the word minority, others will be added later. All lobbies are off limits in Washington, D.C. We are assigning one dark alley to meet the politician you own, and you can only make a $1 contribution. Now to the House and the Senate. This, and I'm going to endorse somebody tonight, and I don't remember his name. He's running in Ohio for senator, and he's a young Marine. I think his first name is Jason. But he's very good, and he's up against a 20-year Democamo who wants to take care of the middle class. Like, who doesn't? Who doesn't? You know, maybe we should go back to being Christian. We take care of everybody, including the rich. Any agency with the word minority in it, though. I said that already. So now to the House and the Senate, this will be your last term in office, and we wish you well. The new term will usher in part-timers who are limited to passing one-page bills and all in caps. And to the State Department, which buys all their ambassadorships by paying patronage to political parties, all ambassadorships will be filled by wounded war veterans, preferably guys in wheelchairs, who have more in common with the locals than bribe payers or champagne contributors, as the Democamos call them. to OSHA. We appreciate your concern for our safety, but Band-Aids are only 79 cents a box. And to the arts, we will take one chorus of Stout-Hearted Men, and the ballet grant of this year will be used for combat boots for the performance of Swamp Lake. Nancy Pelosi will still be allowed to do her interpretation of the March on Selma. So having said that, let me break for a tune. And I got a long one, a long tune here. I don't know if I should do it or not. Let's see. We'll bring you back to the 50s.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your flat bags up. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the flash lights burn. We're going to rock around 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3 and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're going to rock around 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right in 7 heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Got this today. I'll share it with you. This should go out to everyone regardless of how they vote. Hope it's enough to change their vote. It's scary. I believe this tax on homes begins with homes over $250,000. Not sure about the increases in Medicare payments. They're going to tax your home so they can get money for Medicare. This will blow you away. If you own a home, please read this. Will it eventually creep into Canada to add over $15,000 new tax on the average price Toronto homes? It is another cash grab to help do away with the middle class. There is a war on the middle class, and the Democomos are doing it. You know, they talk about Romney. He's a millionaire. You know what Romney should say? Look, I got my money. Don't worry about me. You better get your money. Right now, you're not doing too good. The National Association of Realtors is all over this and working to get it repealed before it takes effect. But I am very pleased we weren't the only ones who know about this ploy to steal billions from unsuspecting homeowners, and they're watching your 401k. Your money is not your own anymore. The government has your, the government covets thy neighbor's goods. How many realtors do you think will vote Democratic in 2012? Did you know that if you sell your house after 2012, you will pay a 3.8% sales tax on it? That's $3,800 on a $100,000 home. When did this happen? It is in the health care bill, and it goes into effect in 2013. Sign it, and we'll read it later. Would you buy a car that way? Would you buy a house that way? You got a government that told you that's the way to do business. Why 2013? Nancy Pelosi did that to you, my friend. Just assign it and we'll read it later. Why 2013 could it be to come to light after the 2012 elections? Everything that is happening right now, Obama is putting off and asking people to cover up until after the election. And then you're going to get hit with so much, you know what, you're not going to believe it. You have no idea how bad you've been roped and hogtied. So this is a change you can believe in. Under the new health care bill, all real estate transactions will be subject to almost a 4% tax. If you sell a $400,000 home, there will be a $15,000 tax. The bill is set to screw the retiring generation who often downsize their homes. Does this make your November and 2012 vote more important? Oh, you weren't aware that this was in the Obamacare bill? Just sign it and we'll read it later. Guess what? You aren't alone. There are more than a few members of Congress that aren't aware of it. Oh, I believe that. Look carefully at the 2014 rate compared to the 2013 rate. Everyone should know, not only seniors. For those of you who are on Medicare, read the following. In short, but important, And you probably haven't heard about it in the Marxist liberal media. Can you believe the collusion between the Democrat Party and the what used to be called the Fourth Estate, the watchdog? The media used to be look out for us. Now they look us over. The per person Medicare insurance premium will increase from the present monthly fee of $96.40 to $104.20 in 2012, $120 in 2013, and right after the election when the lid comes off the frog boiling pot, $247 in 2014. These are provisions incorporated in the Obamacare legislation purposely delayed so as not to confuse the 2012 re-election campaigns. Send this to all the senior citizens you know so they will know who's throwing them under the bus. Man, that's a big bus because a lot of people are getting thrown under it for different reasons. And so, did you notice who Obama threatened when he wasn't getting his way on raising the debt ceiling? He threatened to not pay Social Security retirees, military retirees, Social Security disability, and federal retirees. Now, let this sink in real good. He did not threaten to stop payments to illegal aliens. He did not threaten to take frivolous benefits such as internet access away from violent inmates. He did not offer to fire some of the thousands of unnecessary federal employees that he hired. And if you let him hire 16,000 IRS agents, you're signing your own death warrant. He did not offer to cut down on his or his wife's frivolous gallivanting around. I have a theory that when he came into office, that he figured he was only going to be good for one term, and he partied. Everybody's saying, well, he's going to fight real hard. And I say, if he thinks he's going to lose, he's just going to party until the last day. And that's it. He's not going to do anything. Everybody says, well, you're going to pass a lot of legislation. I don't think so. I think he's going to party the last days of his stay in office. He did not threaten to not pay the senators and representatives or any of their staff. He did not threaten to take benefits away from welfare recipients. He did not threaten the food stamp programs. He did not threaten to not pay foreign aid. Foreign aid would end tomorrow with me. That's right. You want to find out who your friends are? You tell them you're broke, and then you'll see who's on your side. See who comes to feed you. See who brings you a loaf of bread. He did not threaten to cut back on anything that involves his base voters. And you know what? I was watching a debate today in Ohio between the two candidates, and I don't remember their names. Mendel. One guy's name is Mendel, and the other guy's name was Brown. And Brown is the Democrat, and Mendel is the Republican. And he's a young guy. And the only thing he said that hurt him, it was in his opening. He said, "I'm 28 and I don't shave yet." He's very young looking. He shouldn't have knocked himself. He should have, because they would have surmised that he was young. And his opponent with 20 years and screwing up Washington, screwing up the country, and getting away with it for 20 years was referring to his youth. But the kid served, the married kid, may even have kids. He served in the Marine Corps in Afghanistan, so he may look like a kid, but he's got the mark of Uncle Sam on him. And he did not. So anyway, they were debating, and Brown kept coming back to Obama saved GM. But you know what? You know what the cost was for saving GM? Not how much we had to kick in. The people that he didn't save at GM, that he cut loose. Nobody did an interview of those people. You know, the one they accused Romney of doing. You know, Romney, he cut back on the steel industry and he sold, and a third of the people lost their jobs. Half of the people lost their jobs under Obama at GM. And the sad part about it was some of those people were stockholders, and they got nothing. They put money into their company. That company was supposed to be their retirement and pension. And he couldn't save them. He couldn't even give them back the money that they had kicked in. He took that money and he gave it to the union because he was buying a union. And I don't know if you caught it, but the American Embassy in Vienna had a big cocktail party, and they were dancing the Viennese waltz, and they were promoting two Chevy Volts. They had two beautiful Chevy Volts there, you know, the ones that the Al-Qaeda buys because they get 40 miles to the explosion. The failure, the Chevy Volt failure. The Chevy Volt that cost a taxpayer $79,000 after they sell it and get what they can for it, they'd be better off taking it to the junkyard. At least you wouldn't lose another $79,000. He did not threaten to take benefits away from the welfare recipients. But I was saying, you know, when you look at that and he tells you how he saved GM, he didn't save GM. He saved himself. And everybody thinks he's great. But there are people, there are little grandmas who had stock in GM. You know what the saying was when America was growing? The saying was, as GM goes, so goes the nation. Well, GM is selling Chevy Volts that explode, and they're losing. In addition to what they're losing an extra $79,000 per vehicle. Isn't that? And you know what? There was nobody there at that embassy with a Ford product. You know why? Because a Ford doesn't owe Obama. How sad. How sad. So you think about that. And his type of change, they are now complaining about Obama, his type of change is killing our country. He is killing our country. He is destroying it. He's deliberately doing it. He has a plan. He has a plan. He's going to turn us all into slaves. And then we're all going to have to go to his house to get paid. So people say he needs to be stopped and only our votes can stop him. I got to say, if you've been bitching about this guy for 4 years, and you don't go and vote, you don't deserve this country. And here's a saying from Ben Franklin: democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch, and liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. That's what Benny Franklin says. Benny is sharp. We had some sharp guys, and that's why we're not in more trouble than we are right now. But as the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center chip away at the Constitution on an hourly basis and move to take all the crosses down in the land and divide the people up so that we're at each other's throats, no good will come of that. Like Abe Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand. These guys are house wreckers. And here's one. People are calling for mandatory drug screening before welfare. Oh, I believe in that. You know what I got shocked on? I didn't realize it. You know, when they give you the stats about DWI, all those DWI stats are for alcohol. There are no DWI stats for drugs because they don't test for drugs. They only test for alcohol. Did you know that? I never knew that. So whatever the drug, whatever the alcohol stats are, you can double them. You can double them at least. Isn't that sad? I played that Rock Around the Clock in the 50s. Do you know something? In the 50s, there was no pill and there was no drugs. And if you ever turn on a PBS, a Olden Goldies 50s show, you will see gray-haired people sitting, boys and girls together. Me and Mamie O'Rourke. And we trip the life of fantastic on the sidewalks of New York. You will see all people that have been married for 50, 60 years. Well, what went wrong? How did we get smart? What did we do? Give you a little varsity drag. In that debate today between Josh Mandel and Sherrod Brown, Sherrod Brown attacked Josh Mandel. He said that to the audience, which was supposed to be about 50-50, 50 communists, 50 mainstream Americans, he said, he pointed his finger out and he goes, he's pro-life. And the women went, oh, pro-life. Oh, he doesn't care about a woman's right to choose. Oh, he doesn't care about a woman's right to choose. So he asked his wife to stand up. He tells her he loves her. He says, that's my sister. Right? And we're pro-life, yeah. And they go, yeah, he's even pro-life and if it's rape or incest. Well, you know what the do you know what the percentage is of rape and incest? It's less than the cure rate for heroin addiction. It's less than the cure rate for heroin addiction. You know what it is? It's 1%. So they blow this one. They blow the rape situation way out of proportion. You know, we could save. We could get rid of 1%. You know, if we got rid of 1%, what's 1% of 1,200,000 kids murdered a year? We'll take the rest. We'll take the other 99%. How's that? You can kill 1%. What's the 1%? About 120,000 or 12,000? Oh, there was a guy on TV. He calls himself a math athlete. Have you seen this guy? Math elite, he calls himself. Man, the guy is. He was doing square roots in his head. It would blow your mind. And he has a course. I would Google math elite. If you want to catch math and get good at it, this guy, he was good. He says, everything starts with 9. And he said, you know, you count on your hands, you starting with 0. It's 0 to 9, like on the computer. So we were talking about the media's Catholic count. You know, the media announced, believe me, there are a lot of Catholics that have abortions, okay? I do not blame any woman who has to have an abortion. I do not judge. My God does all the judging. I might judge a guy who mutilates a child. I may be, with glee, slap the horse's ass. You know, that he's sitting in the saddle and there's a rope around a tree. I would go for instant checkout on that. But I never would condemn any woman who's ever had to have an abortion. I would rather see the man get the abortion. And, well, I know he doesn't have ovaries, but you could take out a kidney. You know, he should be simpatico in pain. So the media's Catholic account is, the media announced yesterday that in a poll of Catholics, they discovered 59% are voting for Obama, in spite of his attacks on the Catholic Church. Hello? Hi, we're surveying Catholic. Are you a Catholic? Yes. Who are you voting for? I'm voting for Obama. When was the last time you were in church? I think it was in high school. Oh, I went to a few weddings, but no christenings. We're pro-choice. And when was the last time you put money in the collection basket? Oh, the last time I tried was 1955, but the basket was full, and I always leave before the second collection. I'm a very busy man. Are you a pro-choice Catholic? You mean like Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer? Well, Chuck Schumer is not Catholic. Well, neither are the other three. Yes, most definitely. I also believe that Congress has the right to amend the removed Ten Commandments. I strongly believe in a woman's right to choose, especially in the case of rape and incest, which accounts for 99% of all abortions. Sir, how do you feel about partial birth abortion? What's that? Well, just before the child lands on American soil, a doctor who takes an oath to do no harm inserts a scissors into the child's head, severing the spinal cord, and collapses the skull before vacuuming out all traces of life, throwing a torn limbs into a slop bucket. My God, who's committing that heinous crime? Nazis? No, the Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Happiness crowd. I can't believe it. It is true. On October 21st, 2003, the Senate roll call to ban partial birth abortion was defeated. 64 senators voted to save kids. 34 senators voted to destroy life. And 31 of them were Democrats. Can you believe that? Well, you know what? I think I'm going to vote for Romney. Romney Ryan will keep the kids from dying. Bartender, a champagne. And we'll give you another tune. Boom. We got 9 minutes left. Well, let's rock with a Robin.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin. Tweet, 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 rockin' robin. Tweet. Low rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap for their wings, sing and go, birds go. Rockin' robin, rockin' robin. Low rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Low! And it was grand. It started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Low rockin' robin, cause they're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand tossed him off into the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out-popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' robin, tweet. Low rockin' robin, cause you're really gonna rock tonight.
Do you think the Iranians, who after all these years of mapping out the subway system in New York and other cities, do you think that their plan is, after we're driven out of the Middle East and we're all home hiding, that they'll bring the war to us? Do you think that's a possibility? Well, let's see. Want to split the communist media? All we have to say is Clinton looks worse in this Benghazi mess than Obama. Watch the catfight. Barn doors and lack of intelligence. Now that the limping horse is out of the barn, Obama is closing the barn door. 1 year after 9/11, my bride was scheduled to book a flight to North Carolina on 9/11/02. The annual high school girls' reunion was the target. No way are you flying on 9/11. And I drove her to the reunion down in North Carolina. I stayed at a local hotel, and then you can fast forward to Kumbaya Communist Man, the loser of the free world, who does not attend national security meetings. Now, the second year after 9/11 on the anniversary, I wasn't about to let my wife take a plane. Now, why would you leave on the 11th anniversary of 9/11, leave an embassy unguarded? Why would you do that? Why the people in it are not that valuable? You're gonna play chicken with lives of Americans? So, I hear Al Qaeda is experimenting with explosive golf balls. You would think that Apology Man would tighten a few loose screws in advance of 9/11. Hillary cover up 9/11. Clinton says a few terrorists are causing all this damage. Where is Cindy Sheehan when we need her? Where is Sandra Fluke? The Obama Islamic Communist media kills more Americans than Al-Qaeda. They kill by covering up Obama's mistakes. Do you know how many Americans died under Bush, the bungler, in 8 years in Afghanistan? 461. Every day and night, the media screamed the names of the boys Bush lost. People, NBC talk show interviewers used to go and knock on a broken-hearted mother's door who just got a flag for a son. And they would stick a mic in her face and say, how does it feel to know that you lost your son in this Bush war? Yeah, they used to rub salt in the wounds. Yeah, every night and day, the media screamed the names of the boys Bush lost. Guess how many Americans Obama killed in Afghanistan by bad planning? 2,000 in less than 4 years. Give this loser 4 more years, he will beat the KIA count in Iraq. KIA count in Iraq, I think, is around 4,500. And we will be, let's see, in less than 4 years, give this loser, he will beat the KIA count in Iraq. Bashar al-Assad will still be pumping out Iranian IEDs in DNC headquarters in Damascus. Now, I just learned today that John McCain voted with Obama to go into Libya. And John McCain, you're a jerk. You're an absolute jerk, and that's why you lost the election. You should have been voting to go into Syria. So, you got to watch McCain. You take your eye off him. He votes with the Democrats. I'm sorry. I voted for John McCain. I know he got the Jane Fonda workout in Hanoi. And I used to cringe every time he tried to raise his arms. And I know he suffered. And I know they broke him. And they would have broken me the minute they took me. But he's too close to the Kennedys. I often joke and say he should open up when he retires at Kennedy's souvenir shop. No, sorry, John. You weren't the man for the hour. So let me see where I am here. I call it Damascus, the DNC headquarters. But Obama, Clinton, Samantha Powers, and the girls turned Muammar Gaddafi into Abner Louima and joked, we came, we saw, we killed him. Now it's not so funny. And I just watched her for a half hour bullshit a crowd of people on how good she's doing. She's a wreck. She's a wreck. I never heard a military man talk like that about killing an enemy. How much of a threat was two-gun Gaddafi? Now Obama's back pocket preslings hide the KIA count. Hide the loss of SEAL Team 6. Hide the murder of 70,000 Mexicans by Holder's gun runners. When you put 2,200 guns on the other side of the border into the hands of narco-terrorists who can arm 4 regiments, you are attacking the Mexican government. You are fomenting revolution, narco-revolution. And with narcotics comes communists. And they've been here running drugs into doping up American kids for 60 years. Mao Zedong said he was growing poppies in the 30s for American kids. They classified dead Americans as NATO troops. That's how they hide the disaster that's going on. And the gullible public thinks that we're all being buried in Holland. Abe Lincoln once said, you can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but the Obama back pocket media fools everybody every time. You saw the American embassy flag being torn to shreds by a handful of savage people, as Hillary calls them. Who left that flag there to be desecrated? 48 senators voted to burn it. And 40 of them were demo camos. See YouTube, Flag Burners of Record. Samuel Jackson made a movie, Rules of Engagement. See that movie and then watch this. And I give a YouTube address, but you could probably Google it. And it's Michelle Obama at a 911 ceremony saying, "All this for a damn flag." What they did is she whispered it to her husband, but somebody took it to a school where they teach lip reading. And that's the conclusion they came to that was said. And he smirked. He smirked. And I saw the picture, and you can see a New York fire department pipers on the side. So it had to be a 911 ceremony in New York. And I wonder if Wilkud Quisling told the Norwegian parliament that Norway would be visited by a small handful of Nazis. No one has identified the three Americans with the ambassador, and you know what? They wrote their names off already. They only talk about the ambassador now. They don't mention the three guys. Do you know the names of the three guys? Let me see if I can recall them. One is Smith. One is Doherty. And I forget the third one. But they, and we don't know how they died. I don't even know if they did a DNA testing. I don't know if they could do an autopsy. No one has identified the three Americans with the ambassador. I hear through the internet, which is more reliable than the communist media, that two were Navy SEALs. Were they armed? Did they have ammo? Did the ambassador order their survival skills to stand down? And as an update, apparently he wrote in his diary that he needed help. And they called for help, and they were told it would be easier if you to get the stars and the moon. How would you like that? You got, what do you got, under arms? 2 million, 3 million Americans under arms? Arms, and we couldn't come up with, we couldn't move 20 or 30 of them to protect that beach house. Yep. Every time you take your shoes off at the airport or you get your bippy pinched, thank Bill Clinton. He gave us a great economy, and Bush got to pay for it on 9/11. And I like the way they blame Bush for having fighting two wars on a credit card. They're fighting five wars on a credit card, and they don't know which war is breaking out tomorrow. You know, never can happen, happens all the time. These are not our strongest days. So every time you take your shoes off at the airport and get your bippy pinched, thank Bill Clinton. He gave us the great economy, and Bush got to pay for it on 9/11. With the jihad breaking out on all fronts by a handful of bad Muslims. How many is a handful? Oh, about a billion. Plus the Democrat Party who voted no God, no Israel. Yeah. All you Jewish guys out there in the Democrat Party, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're absolutely nuts. Okay, let's have a voice count roll three times. Three times they had a call for a roll to acknowledge Israel. And to acknowledge God. You think God likes that? He likes that kind of attention? I'm a jealous God, he says. You know what he says. It's in your book. The whole Demo Combo Party can't be anti-Israel. Okay, let's have a voice count. And they had to call the roll three times. And the majority is overruled, inshallah. A Marine general apologizes in Afghanistan for being American. The president approves an apology to the Muslim Brotherhood, then blames the embassy doorman. He tells Netanyahu to carry his bags, but don't look in his eyes. Hillary Clinton said the same thing to Marine guards at the White House. She can't stand the military. She hates them. She is a very crazy woman. Any woman that says it takes an abortion clinic to wipe out a village. Valerie Jarrett makes a four-star general get her a drink. How's that? Oh, general boy. The the joke goes on. Darrell Issa can't get paperwork from the No Justice Department for 2 years. Obama's paperwork is sealed, so you can't see how much he hates this country. Who let him check all the boxes? No Pell Grant money for Indonesian students who are Muslim? Who gave us this gift? Who snowed a majority of hope and change lie buyers? It's all Romney's fault. The $5 trillion Obama gave away is Romney's fault. The fact that the country is more divided today than in the Civil War, and it is, and it's a deliberate splitsville. It has been coming for years, and all those teachers in these universities, all those teachers in the high schools, all those teachers in grammar school are filling your kids' head with anti-American BS. And one day it's all going to come back. The fact that 1 out of 5 Americans is a drug addict is not Romney's fault and not open for discussion. If we had legalized weed, we could balance the budget. And only 1 out of 3 Americans would be a junkie, if you count the kids that make it past Planned Parenthood executions, tax-free. Can you imagine we sent $18 million to Nigeria, for abortion clinics? We export the best of America. And, you know, 1,200,000 dead American kids a year get replaced by 1,200,000 tourists, immigrants. Your child's Social Security number is taken. You might say this is, if you count the kids that make it past Planned Parenthood executions tax-free, can't touch these profits. You might say this is bounty money, plus the spare parts, the sales. Yeah, once this goes wide open, man, they'll be selling heads, arms, legs, anything for a buck. We are our own worst enemy. We have self-destructed. We have a president who lives in one of the 57 states in Kenya. Teachers' unions are threatening the taxpayer with dumb kids. Give us 4 more years to get it right, comrade, and then we can all be Chicago school teachers making $76,000 with a 35% raise, as Rahm Emanuel pretends to fight back. Right now, 4th graders can't spell, and 8th graders can't add. We have a president who lives in one of the 57 states. Be proud he bows to no one except his ruler. He has an MBA, a make-believe American. And we are board certified, B-O-R-E-D. The man has to go. Say thanks for a nice holiday, and goodbye, adios, ma'asalama, auf Wiedersehen, ciao, sayonara, and vaya con Antonio Gramsci, Noam Chomsky, George KGB Soros, Rasputin, the plutonium dropper, and Saul Alinsky. Don't forget your czars. Take 8,000 IRS agents with you, your EPA, your No Justice Department, Janet Napoleon, and all your press links from the communist news networks. CNN is nothing but communists. NBC, nasty bashing of communists. Always Be Communist, ABC. The Perverted Bestiality System, PBS. Marine Stiffing, NBC. MSNBC. Communist Central with John the Monkey and the Bill PLO Dancer Mars Show. In 1 year of Romney, the country will be on one giant oil gusher. Coal miners will dance to work. The South will grow again instead of being punished. Moody's will upgrade our credit rating. Big greedy business will open the floodgates of employment. Made in USA will be the small business buzzword. There'll be less drugs, less crime, less bad Muslims. America will have respect in the world. The military will get their bullets back. The Russians will have to guess our missile count, and knowing they may not get it right. Israel will be safer, and God will come home to his people. The crosses will be safer, your kids will be safer, and morality will improve. Patriotism will be reborn, and spirituality will shine in our souls. The military will get the respect it deserves, and once again we will be a nation under God. watching a Tim Tebow score touchdowns instead of watching Sandra Fluke get STDs. Freedom, free at last. Thank God, free at last. Get rid of all the commies, vote the Romneys. Keep the kids from dying, vote Romney Ryan. www.mediacrapmatters, www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com, at www.captainsblog.us, YouTube 911 at Denny Boy. Spirit of America Party radio show. A tribute to all who have sacrificed for our country, who we don't appreciate.